Many First Nations and remote communities across Canada do not have access to safe, clean water with more than 40 long-term water advisories currently in place. Steel River Group's new entity, Water Care Company, has received funding to support a water treatment pilot project in Stoney Nakoda First Nation. Alberta Innovates committed $328,000 to Water Care Company to develop a pre-commercial prototype of its clarification technology at the Morley Wastewater Treatment Plant, a facility frequently forced to turn away truckloads of wastewater due to capacity challenges. The funds will help Water Care Company continue to develop the water treatment technology, with the ultimate goal of bringing it to Indigenous and remote communities across Canada that are facing water problems. Dylan Smart is the Vice President of Water Care Company located in Calgary. He tells us about the technology.
It's a portable technology that we put into essentially a C-can. It runs off one pump, which is amazing. There's no moving part. What happens is we pump the wastewater into the system, and it goes through a process where a chemical is injected into the wastewater, and it's a biodegradable alum. So very natural, no harsh chemicals. It then goes into a first tank where it's using essentially gravity, and it's what happens is the solids actually get pushed to the side while the clean water gets pushed to the middle, and the solids actually drop to the bottom of the tank while the clean water goes to the top. It then goes through a secondary tank, when it goes to the secondary tank, it really uses the gravity to pull those solids down to the bottom. And then from there, the solids are actually discharged through the bottom, the clean water goes to the top, and essentially the process is done. So it's a very, very simple technology.
Smart tells us why this clarification technology is crucial for today's water issues in First Nations.
You know, it's been way too long. Like, we still have, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe it's almost 50 nations across Canada that are still on boiled water advisories. How is this possible in 2021 in this country? And to be part of something where we are going to make a difference, and we are going to go out and really get in front of the people we need to get in front of to start changing this, means the world to me. It means the world to me, and it means the world to everyone in this company.
Smart says the company is committed to helping First Nations with employment, supporting water system technology, and combating water issues. The technology is a lower cost solution, he said, and can be used as a standalone system or an add-on to current systems.
We truly believe that this technology that we're talking about, this clarifier, is going to be a game changer, and for it to be portable, a low economical footprint, a low environmental footprint, and it comes at a fraction of the price of traditional water treatment plant. And that's not only in the initial cost, but that's also in the maintenance, the operation, the energy consumption, the chemicals. Everything comes at a lower cost and a lower environmental footprint. So we believe that this is it's truly that we can come in and we can make a big difference in helping out nations everywhere.
Further information can be found on the company's websites. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.